Natalka commutes on a smart train every day from San Rafael to Cotati. She started taking the train about 10 months ago and says she loves it, especially with the train's recent change in schedule, which she says have made her transit connections seamless.
Everything's in sync. We're able to catch the bus transfers. The ridership seems a lot more because people have more time to get to the 5 o'clock. There's more hours. People aren't waiting till 7 if they miss the 5:30. So yes, no more stress in the morning or after work.
The smart train's new Larkspur station, meant to connect riders with the ferry, opened in December. Smart commuters like Jamie Geckler, who rides the train every day from Petaluma to Marin, say ridership has been increasing and that the trains are busy at peak commute hours. The current tax funding the smart train expires in 2029. Measure I would extend the same tax until 2059. 2/3 of the voters in both counties would need to vote yes in order for the measure to pass. The smart train takes riders from Larkspur to the Sonoma County Airport, passing through stations in San Rafael, the Marin Civic Center, Novato, Petaluma, and Santa Rosa. Novato City Council member and smart board member Eric Lucan says the train has carried about 1.7 million passengers since they started service. According to the Press Democrat, an average of between 2,000 and 2,300 people ride the train on weekdays and around 700 people on weekends. They say overall ridership declined in the second year of the Smart Train's operation, but weekday riders have increased. Smart board members say the tax extension is necessary for the financial survival of the train. They say money raised from Measure I would allow Smart to restructure their construction debt and fully fund the train's cross-country trips for the next 30 years. If Measure I doesn't pass, Lucan says the Smart Train may have to make cuts. Lucan says the Smart Train is a success and it's now time for voters to invest more into the system.
This was approved in 2008. It got passed by a 70% margin across both counties, and we have built the system. We have delivered. This is an over a $600 million investment, a public infrastructure investment, public transit investment, connecting our two counties, and we want to continue to build that. This is a multi-year, multi-decade system. This is for our future. This is for our kids and our kids' kids. It is a modern transit system. It is green. It is reducing traffic on 101 for those that are utilizing it. And it's been a tremendous benefit for so many people.
Opponents of Measure I and the Smart Train say that it's too expensive and not an efficient transit system. Novato financial consultant Mike Arnold with the opposition campaign says Smart, as a suburban train system, can't attract enough riders to be fiscally efficient and says off-peak trains are often nearly empty. He argues that the Smart Train causes environmental damage by increasing traffic in downtown San Rafael, and that Marin County residents are being forced to pay for a transit system which is primarily used by Sonoma residents commuting into Marin.
The number one thing is Measure I is not going to shut down the Smart Train. People need to understand how the tax extension measure works. The number two thing is ridership is very small, and the opportunity for major increases in ridership are very limited by the nature of where the train serves. It's a within suburban train. It is not going to take a lot of riders. And no matter what they do, it's going to be costly. And they're going to be spending a lot of dollars on the riders that they do take. And be honest about how much global warming emissions are the trains spewing into the atmosphere. How much is being caused by the gridlock that they've got in downtown San Rafael, rather than just denying all this stuff.
Arnold also says that approving the sales tax extension will leave voters with no way to hold Smart's leadership accountable for running the system efficiently. Both campaigns have received massive amounts of funding. According to the Press Democrat, Molly Gallagher Flater, the daughter of the real estate developer Bill Gallagher of the Windsor-based Gallagher Homes, increased her donations to the campaign which opposes Measure I. Flater has donated more than $1 million to oppose the measure. Advocates in support of Measure I, including Lucan, have criticized the campaign for receiving so much funding from one wealthy donor, saying that one wealthy family is trying to influence the outcome of the election. Arnold doesn't see it that way.
We've never had any money to tell the voters the truth about Smart. And it became apparent that at the very first meeting, as far as I know, their motivation has been completely economic and community-oriented. In the various conversations that we've had since then, it is all oriented toward community benefit, that they agree with me that this is an awful lot of money to be spending on something that does so little.
The Yes on Measure I campaign has received $1 million campaign donation from the Federated Indians of Greaton Rancheria. Tribal Chairman Greg Saris told the Press Democrat that they donated to the campaign because, quote, "We want the Smart Train folks to have the opportunity to correct the misinformation that is going around and being put out by the naysayers campaign." Lucan says the train is good for the environment because it takes cars off the road and is a community investment that benefits both Sonoma and Marin counties.
Our riders, the people that are commuting on Smart, it's a game changer. It's a life changer for them. When you look at the gridlock that exists on 101, there's now finally an alternative, and a green alternative that allows people to get to and from work. It's reliable. It's clean. It's a safe commute option. We have teachers that are utilizing the trains. You know, when they come into the classroom, they're now coming into the classroom fresh. They're not having to fight with the traffic, and they're being able to be their best employees at work. So it allows people, when they're coming home from work, to make it back on a reasonable time for their kids' soccer game or PTA meeting, whatever it is.
Marin County resident Chloe Cook says she's ridden the Smart Train around 30 times in the last 6 months to take weekend trips into Santa Rosa.
I love it because my mom, she's got some mobility impairments now, and the train is just perfect for us because it's easy on, easy off. We go to Santa Rosa and just ride it, it drops us right in Santa Rosa, and we are able to go and have an outing, but you know, I'm not driving hours away or in traffic, so it's really great for us. And I don't ride it to commute or anything like that. It's just, I just use it purely for recreation on the weekends and in the evenings.
Mail-in ballots have already been sent out to voters in Sonoma and Marin counties. Reporting from Marin for KPFA, I'm Kate Ida.